Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm interviewing Dr. Camden Clay, who is the author of Targeted Muscle Testing, as well as Quick Self Fixes. Dr. Clay is a chiropractor in Atlanta, Georgia, and along with his wife, Dr. Sean Murray, who I've known for years, they have produced an interesting book along with a CD that comes with it so that you can see how these adjustments are done to strengthen muscle groups and to be able to do it yourself in case you don't have someone close to you that can help you. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Clay.
Thank you, Dr. Cobb.
So would you like to tell our listening audience a little bit about how you came upon these treatments?
Sure. I've been muscle testing for 35 years. And in that time, I have figured out exactly where adults test weak on one or both sides. So that's very, very useful. I was turning 49 years old, and I was running my bucket list, asking, what have I not done that would make me a sour old man? And I got real clear that I had not documented my research. I started a weekly study group, which is ongoing today, 7 years strong, and one of my students, Barbara Sharp, who does massage, wrote down everything she heard me say for 2 years.
And that was nice of her.
It was. And then we met once a week on Wednesdays between 10 and 4 for 19 months and wrote these books and wrote the DVD scripts. So that's how it got going.
So would you like to give a little bit of the theory behind your research and how you came to determine that you could strengthen these groups and why
sure.
The weak?
Sure. That'll be easy and fun. When I got to school, Life Chiropractic College in 1979, I learned real fast that when you muscle test and find muscles that are weak, when we adjust the spine or the extremities in the right places, weak muscles become instantly strong. Now, I really liked that. As time went on, I studied and learned Thai massage, which includes a assisted yoga stretching. I figured out that any muscle I find that is weak, I can make strong with an adjustment or a stretch. Which then led me to the concept of, if I can stretch you and make you strong, I can teach you how to stretch yourself and make yourself strong. So, it's true. People may need care three times a week for a long time, or people may need care every day. And the fact is, most of what I can do, I can teach you how to do to yourself through joint motions and self-stretching.
And you also have developed a CT strap that can get some trigger points and areas on your back and neck that you can't reach.
Well, commonly people test one muscle out of three, and in my book, commonly test weak. However, yoga teachers commonly test weak one out of four, which means yoga does help. However, yoga doesn't get people near perfectly strong. It is missing the mark of stretching connective tissue along your spine. In Thai massage, we meticulously stretch the spine vertebrae at a time. Now, I thought I would tie a knot in a towel and use that to assist the spinal stretching from the bottom of the up spine all the way up and into the neck. And it works exceptionally well. When you stretch your spine bone by bone the whole way up, it is a master fix and can make every muscle strong, even muscles in your lower leg or hands. It is absolutely amazing.
So where are we putting the pressure with the CT strap? Does it go on the spine or next to the spine? How does that work?
Well, in the low back, if you look at it, it is covered with a thick leather fascial covering called the thoracolumbar aponeurosis. It is very tough and very thick. Commonly, it is tight, and it is the number one cause of low back discomfort and pain. With that strap, you would put it on your spine just to the right of midline, and you would pull that strap to the, say, pull that strap and knot to the right as you push your spine at that knot left, playing tug of war with that thick leather covering in your low back. When you hold it, you just hold and you wait. It might take 8 seconds. It might take 10. However, the tissue does let go, and as it does, you move a little bit, which means it has been stretched and it's done. That you go from right to left, from low back going up. Now, when you get to the ribs, commonly middle back pain is caused by ribs that have gone out of place. With this strap, using that same sort of technique, that you place a strap on your spine in your middle back and pull right as you push your spine left, and that pulls your ribs away from your spine, making space. As it lets go, It relaxes, and then as you release that strap, it gently lets the bone rib head reset itself back into place with ease and comfort.
So this would be good for low back pain, mid back pain, and neck pain. A lot of people have neck pain.
Pardon me, please.
Oh, I'm saying this would be good for low back pain, mid back pain, and neck pain. And
indeed,
I was saying
a lot of people
have neck pain, and I was trying these stretches last night, and I think they are really good because, you know, in surgery we get a lot of neck problems. Obviously, we're, you know, operating through a little incision about 3 inches long for 7 hours, encompassing the entire chest wall, and so you're looking with a headlight with your neck in weird positions, and most plastic surgeons end up having serious neck problems by the time they're my age. But you know, it's good to know that you can do these stretches and fixes, because things do get out of alignment, and they do get the tissue is very, very tight.
Well, it's a fact that if you use these techniques each day, any muscle that I test, barring injury, tests strong, which improves your comfort as well as your function. For instance, if you're playing golf or shooting a gun, throwing a ball, any sport that moves objects from point A to point B, if you have muscle weaknesses anywhere, it throws your balance off and hence throws off your aim. So by doing quick self fixes and making weak muscles strong, you improve your performance aiming towards bullseye. People think when you test them that weakness needs to be fixed by exercise. Well, that is false. Weaknesses, I find, are fixed by making space in exactly the right places for blood flow, nerve conduction, and lymphatic drainage. So old concept world flat, new concept world round, muscles become instantly strong by making space.
You were saying, too, that when you tested people who were working in the circus on the, you know, the, what is that called? The
trapeze artists.
Yeah, trapeze artists, that they had the best muscle strength because they were combining strength with movement.
That flipped me out. Up until that point, only people doing my quick self fixes tested 100% strong or near that. I found some circus artists tested strong, and people who practice yoga on silk sheets hanging in the air, some of them test strong. And I was going, what's going on here? And I gave it some deep thought for some months and came up with this theory that people who emulate a primate tree-dwelling lifestyle, some of them test strong. Hands evolved to travel through trees.
Mm-hmm.
Our and ancestors lived in trees for a very long time, constantly reaching, grabbing, stretching, hanging all day long for their whole lives. Doing that makes doing yoga on the floor pale. So we then came out of trees and stopped constantly stretching. It seems strange that nature would create humans having massive chronic muscle weakness. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, it seems to me that you could also develop some additional targeted muscle treatments and quick self-fixes on an inversion table.
You know, I have one at work where you hang from your hips, and I find that it is very, very useful to traction and stretch. So you're on it there. Hanging and stretching is very good versus just stretching without the traction of being suspended in the air.
So that I can see how that would work for your low back and your upper back. Well, do you think it would also, the inversion table would also help if you combined it with your quick fixes for your neck? Do you think that would help too?
Well, with the neck, in my field, there's a technique called hole in one, where we adjust a very top bone in the neck. Some chiropractors claim that that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't agree with that, yet I find if I could only adjust one bone, it would be that top bone named the atlas.
Right.
I believe that moving bones isn't just moving a bone off of a soft nerve. It stretches connective tissue attached to that bone, helping blood flow, lymph drainage, and nerve flow. So there's a quick self fix called the Oxford Glide Fix, where you turn your head, say, to the left, far left. Take your right index finger and put it between your skull and your upper neck on the left, bob your head up and down, turn your nose to the midline as you drag your finger between your skull and your atlas from behind the left ear to the midline. Doing this on each side really opens that up and also is a master fix and can make muscle strong anywhere. So doing that each day really helps the neck. In martial arts, mm-hmm. I found that I got my neck hurt a whole lot taking rolls. Mm-hmm. And I know that when we age, if you turn your head to the far right, it's a little pinchy. But if you turn your head right and extend it backwards a little bit, it's not pinchy. Same mm-hmm. thing for left. Also, if you lean your head straight backwards, that's pinchy. But if you take both hands and traction your skull upwards and then backwards, it's not pinchy. I've got a series of neck stretches using that connective tissue strap anchoring your shoulder down, and that really works to loosen up your neck and keep it loosened.
Now, when people have car accidents, and typically they get whiplash, and that causes a loss of the normal curvature of the neck, that's a good example of soft tissues changing the bone structure because of inflammation and shortening. And it seems to me that this is something that might benefit people who've been in car accidents, because probably the number one thing we see with car accidents is that neck injury, even if they're hit from behind.
With a neck whiplash, the connective tissue, your ligaments that tie bones to bones get overstretched. And then when mm-hmm. they're overstretched, that you lose the normal cervical curve, which should be big, a concave to the back. Mm-hmm. Those bones don't stay in place because ligaments have been overstretched and become lax. So mm-hmm. as they heal, if we don't regularly stretch them, these ligaments heal with scar tissue and heal hard and stiff, causing mm-hmm. loss of range of motion in the neck, and leaves us prone to re-injuring our neck because it's so stiff. Henceforth, after auto accidents, even years after, if we regularly stretch our necks, cells called fibroblasts mm-hmm. Deposit elastin into our ligaments, and that returns them to being flexible and stretchable. So yes, indeed, doing my guided neck stretches daily is a wonderful choice treatment for post whiplash, stiff, frozen necks. You're on track there.
Now, that's the spine, but there's other things that you can do. You have a lot of extremity fixes, and I'm seeing that you have a large intestine fix and a liver fix. Would you like to talk about the abdominal fixes?
Sure. My wife is a osteopath. That's like a medical doctor who is trained how to adjust as well. Mm-hmm. We hosted cleanses every spring for 10 years for large groups. On our mm-hmm. cleanses, there was a colon cleanse week and a liver cleanse week. In those cleanses, I learned that half our lymph nodes line our colon, and when the colon is stimulated, it causes lymphatic drainage throughout the body. So doing a light colon massage going up the right side, skipping the middle, and then going down the left side causes lymphatic drainage, and again is a master fix and can make muscles that were weak anywhere instantly strong. In fact, I have found that when people come in and have a sore throat, doing colon massage instantly makes that sore throat better or clear.
Great.
Yes. With the colon, though, you don't want to massage in the midline because you may touch the abdominal aorta, which sometimes has aneurysms, which are ballooned out walls, which could rupture, causing sudden death.
Right, so, or have calcium on your aorta, calcium deposits. Calcium deposits that could break off, you know.
Yes. So we massage on the right side and left side and skip the transverse first colon for safety reasons.
Right.
In our liver cleanse week, we taught people to brace their liver under the right rib cage and gently pound on the right rib cage with a half closed fist about 15 times to stimulate liver to be active. And in doing that, I'm not sure how, however, I am certain that it too is a master fix and can make muscles anywhere instantly strong.
We did a radio show not too long ago on whole body vibration, and it has a lot of benefits for getting the lymphatic system all over the body to start working better, and it also helps with osteoporosis. So it's actually pretty miraculous with osteoporosis. Rather than having impact type exercises, you just vibrate, and for some reason this lays down bone as well as helps with detox. So I just wanted to mention it again to our listeners that whole body vibration usually can be found at your gym, or you can, I've saw the machines on eBay for about $200, and it's something that they should consider, you know, for the whole body, if they really want to work on lymphatic drainage.
Yeah, I've heard of that, and it makes sense to me.
So, you've got a number of extremity, well, actually, everything working from the hips on down the legs to the feet, and then also the arms and around the shoulder girdle. When you get to be our age, Camden, we start having problems with shoulder, shoulder issues. Many people have shoulder pain, and some people have rotator cuff injuries, often with very little trauma. So it seems to me that these things would be important to help prevent those kind of injuries in your 50s and 60s?
Well, the rotator cuff muscles help hold your arm on, and if they're weak, and they are commonly testing weak, then it leaves you prone to injury versus if they're strong. For many years, I would fix that by holding the elbow at the side, pushing the upper arm bone straight up to full tension, and then give just a little nudge, and wow, those muscles instantly become strong. And I thought, why can't you just do that for yourself? And you can. Did you push the elbow up to your side, straight up all the way up, and then just give a very slight, gentle nudge, and the shoulder goes back into place with this very gentle motion. And then the rotator cuff muscles get strong. Now, the problem is it doesn't last. It comes back eventually unless that you do this shoulder fix regularly. Then these muscles stay strong. On me, at 56 years old, nothing feels tight and nothing hurts, and I run and I climb trees.
Well, you've been doing stretching for years, though, with a Thai massage.
Well, that's me stretching somebody else. That's where...
Okay. You don't have somebody to do it on you, huh?
Right. In yoga, people get flexible and strong. Stretching people, they get flexible and I get strong.
Right.
Which way isn't bad, getting paid to work out.
Exercise.
And I find that prior to... adjusting people, I always stretch them first, and then bones move easier and it holds better. So let's say that somebody has elbow pain, and the muscles crossing the supinator muscle that turns your palm from palm down to palm up. Commonly test weak, and the finger extensor that pulls the back of your hand towards your nose upward, that commonly test weak. When those are weak, if I was fixing that, I would traction the elbow and give a sudden yet gentle pull, and then those muscles would test strong. To emulate that, I have patients do a standard martial arts punch, pulling the elbow backwards behind the body with the forearm parallel to the floor, palm facing up, punch forward, turning the palm facing down. And just doing that, the elbow sets itself. It's not a full speed martial arts punch. It's a gentle medium speed punch, and those muscles instantly become strong, and that is a prevention for and treatment for tennis elbow lateral epicondylitis.
Great. Yeah, that is very important. We have a lot of people that get that.
I do.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. For the hip joint, where the thigh bone meets your pelvis at the femur acetabular cup, sometimes that is out of place as well. When that's out of place, you can see who's out. It's a person in a group who is standing, bearing weight on one leg, that the body doesn't want you bearing weight on a joint that's out of place. When I teach, and it has never failed, that the people who stand and bear weight on one leg, the leg that they're not bearing weight on, that they have muscles in their hip joint that have turned off going weak, forcing them to not bear weight on that joint.
Right.
If I was fixing that, I would have them lay face up, I would hold the ankle, I would gently traction their leg, and then just give a very slight tug. But what this does, that it's not putting the leg bone into the pelvic socket, it is actually pulling it away with traction, and then as it releases, it finds its way back into place. And then instantly the hip muscles, including rectus femoris, psoas, and pincer fasciolata, instantly become strong. It's quite stunning seeing how muscles that were chronically weak become instantly strong with a very slight movement.
Yeah, that's a hip out of joint or a hip problem is quite debilitating. It really is. I see people after trauma that have that, and they don't even walk correctly. They often get low back pain as a result of it.
Also, if you have to have muscles weak that should stabilize a joint, every step that you take, those bones are rubbing wrong, which eventually leads to osteoarthritis in that joint. So quick self-fixes, keeping our joints aligned, keep our muscles strong, and help slow the formation of arthritis in our joints. That's
now
cool.
You're going to be giving the Noetic Science meeting on the 20th of November here at the Dunwoody office. That's going to be about 7:15 on a Thursday. So you'll be demonstrating that then for any of the listeners who are in town.
Well, when I give lectures, it is more me having people up and testing them and teaching them. The fix is based upon what dysfunctions that they have. For instance, to me, posture isn't a bowed is a shoulder high or is a foot turned out. Posture is functional. If that person fainted, where would they fall? If you can tell which way a person would fall, it is based upon which muscles are weak. When these muscles are found and fixed, you can't tell where they fall.
Right.
And I also focus on watching people walk, and most people, if you have a trained eye, have dysfunctional gaits. My wife has said this. I taught her gait. She said, you know, but before y'all pointed it out, I didn't see it. But now that I've seen it once, I see it every time, and she checks gait on her patients all the time because it's so important to have people leave with a nice, clean gait.
Yeah, that really is. Well, can you give your contact information? Do you have a website you'd like to give the people?
Thank you very much. I'm at www.quickselffixes.com. That's my video website for my workshops and my books, and then my old website, which is about me, is www.camdenclay.com, and my phone number is 404-808-4280.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and I look forward to the Noetic Science meeting where we get to see all of this demonstrated.
Yay! It'll be fun. It'll be amazing muscle testing fun.
And I haven't seen you in years. I think the last time I saw you, we were doing the Thai massage here.
No. I believe it was at Dr. Linwall's funeral.
Yeah, it may have been.
That's okay, true. Well, listen, it'll That's be true. Fun.
It will.
Thank you very much.
All righty. We've been talking with Dr. Camden Clay. His system of targeted muscle testing combined with quick self-fixes is a system that you can use to help your health and your body alignment and prevent degenerative disease, something that all of us would like to do now that we're over 50. And we will be talking with Lorraine Hurley on detoxification next Saturday. And I want to remind everybody that Dr. Brad Gould is giving a lecture, Biophysics in Your Body, on the 25th of November here at the Dunwoody office at 7:30. Thanks, Camden, for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you on the 20th.
Thank you very much, Susan.
All righty. This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week. All righty. Thanks a lot.
Hey.